On this week's Trivia Night, today's music just ain't got the same soul. It's time for some old-fashioned rock and roll Hall of Fame trivia. Time to beat the sophomore slump, trivia heads, because I'm going triple platinum on another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the most streamed podcast in the entire world of my mom's house. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, home of rock legend Tommy James, Mr. Moni Moni himself. Wake it, shake it, let's get down to some trivia. CrowdPurr's Trivia Game of the Week, in fact, taken straight from our extensive library of games that's updated every week. Our trivia library is like Donnie and Marie. A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, just a little bit something for everyone. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. Last week's bonus question. Kevin, Joe, or Nick, who is the oldest Jonas brother? Why, it's Kevin. He's the oldest Jonas brother. He's also the author of the children's book, There's a Rock Concert in My Bedroom. Want to know what's better than a rock concert in your bedroom? How about some Rock and Roll Hall of Fame trivia, playing some tasty, tasty hi-hat right on your eardrums? Every artist featured in today's game has been or is set to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're talking about rock legends, baby, carved out of granite. Coachella can eat my dust with this lineup. 10 questions, 10 answers. And the special prize for today's last place is induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame. Let's play! I'm gonna count things off with a real crowd pleaser here with question one. In what U.S. state is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is it A, Ohio, B, New York, C, Michigan, or D, Illinois? In which of these beautiful states in the United States is home to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The correct answer is A. Of course it's Ohio, baby. We've been rocking and rolling since long before the rest of the world. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was established in Cleveland, Ohio in 1983, but the actual building did not open until 1995. Keeping things Cleveland here with question two, and question two is also a fill-in-the-blank. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're going to have to dig deep, deep down into your rock and roll discography to find the answer to this question. So here we go with a fill-in-the-blank question two. 2020 nominee Nine Inch Nails released their debut album, Pretty Blank Machine, in 1989. Again, your question is, 2020 nominee Nine Inch Nails released their debut album, Pretty Blank Machine, in 1989. I'm looking for the title of Cleveland native Nine Inch Nails' debut album. And the correct answer is Hate. It's Pretty Hate Machine. I got nothing but love for you if you remember rocking out to Pretty Hate Machine in 1989. I assure you, a 12-year-old Philip certainly did. Moving on to question three. Which of these classic rock Hall of Fame bands consists of Roger, John, Keith, and Pete? Is it A, Led Zeppelin, B, The Who, C, Pink Floyd, or D, The Rolling Stones? Which of these classic rock bands is comprised of Roger, John, Keith, and Pete? The correct answer is B, The Who. And no, you're not suddenly in an Abbott and Costello routine. The Who was comprised of Roger Daltrey, John Entwistle, Keith Moon, and Pete Townsend. Who? That's right, The Who. Let's keep rocking and rolling with question four. Musicians Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, better known as 1980s pop band Blank, were inducted into the Rock Hall in 2022. Is it A, Eurythmics, B, Erasure, C, The Human League, or D, Talk Talk? What is the better known band featuring Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart? The correct answer is A, They were in the Eurythmics. Their sweet dreams of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stardom started in the Eurythmics in 1980. Here we go with question five. Question five is going to be a reorder question. Going to read you the question, give you four answer options, and I just need you to put these in correct order. So here we go with a reorder question five. List these Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bands in the order in which they released their debut album. And your bands are Green Day, Foo Fighters, R.E.M., and Guns N' Roses. Again, your bands are Green Day, Foo Fighters, R.E.M., and Guns N' Roses. I am looking for the order in which these legendary bands released their debut albums. And the correct order is R.E.M., Guns N' Roses, Green Day, and Foo Fighters. R.E.M.'s debut, Murmur, came out in 1983. GNR released Appetite for Destruction in 1987. Green Day dropped 39 Smooth in 1990. And the Foo Fighters released their self-titled debut in 1995. Moving along with question six. What is the title of 2024 Rock Hall nominee Ozzy Osbourne's 1980 solo debut? Is it A, Bark at the Moon, B, Blizzard of Oz, C, Osmosis, or D, Diary of a Madman? I'm looking for the title of the Ozman's solo debut in 1980, and the correct answer is B. It's Blizzard of Oz, featuring that blistering guitar solo from Randy Rhoads on Crazy Train. Bonum, bonum, bonum. Question seven. What was the first hip-hop group inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is it A, Run DMC, B, The Sugar Hill Gang, C, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, or D, Beastie Boys? Which of these legendary hip-hop groups was the first to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The correct answer is C. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. It was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. And I'm sorry, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it took you way, way too long to get a rap group into that hall. Now we're gonna move along to somebody who seemed to have no trouble getting inducted into the hall. It's question eight. Which of these guitar legends is the only artist inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall three times? Is it A, Jeff Beck, B, Jimi Hendrix, C, Jimmy Page, or D, Eric Clapton? Which of these legendary guitar gods is the only person inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame three times? The correct answer is D, Mr. Slowhand himself, Eric Clapton. Clapton was inducted with the bands Cream, The Yardbirds, and as a solo artist. I guess Derek and the Dominoes did not make the cut. Question nine. What backing band was inducted into the Rock Hall alongside singer Elvis Costello in 2003? Was it A, The Impressions, B, The Attractions, C, The Crickets, or D, The Blackhearts? What is the name of Elvis Costello's backing band that was inducted with him in 2003? The correct answer is B, it's The Attractions, Elvis Costello and The Attractions. In fact, The Attractions only ever released one single album on their own without Elvis Costello. Came out in 1980. Now, before I shred a solo harder than Prince with the last question, do you have an upcoming meeting or event you want to take from gold to platinum? You, yes you, can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPer. We've got nearly 1,700 original trivia games in our library, and they're just perfect for rocking out any arena. Don't see the topic you want? Write your own original trivia game on any topic you'd like. Add some sweet low end with CrowdPer's AI Trivia Builder, and you've got yourself a brand new game with just a click. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they vie for a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. And the Free Forever Basic Plan gets you up and running in a flash. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. To paraphrase the poet Paul Stanley, I want a rock and roll Hall of Fame trivia every night and part of every day. It's question 10. The actual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame rests on the shore of which Great Lake? Is it A, Ontario, B, Superior, C, Michigan, or D, Erie? On which of these Great Lakes does the actual building for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame sit? The correct answer is D. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame rests on the shores of Lake Erie in Cleveland, Ohio. According to Drew Carey, that's where all the little chicks with the crimson lips hang out, too. Right there in Cleveland. Well, grab some snacks, because we're road tripping to the Mistake on the Lake. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.